Now turn to part 6, questions 26 to 30. You will hear an interview with a young man called Toby Daniels, who is a judoka, a student of the sport of judo. For each question, circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions for part 6. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm interviewing Toby Daniels, who's a judoka, a young student of judo, a sport that developed in Japan but is now popular everywhere. Although judo is a sport in which competitors fight each other and try to throw their opponent to the ground, the word judo actually means gentle way. And it is not usually thought of as a violent sport. Toby, how did you get into judo?
Well, a friend of my older brother's took me along to his judo club when I was about 13. He'd fallen in love with the sport himself and thought I might like it, as I told him I wanted to do a sport that was a bit different from football or other things that all my friends did. I wanted to challenge myself. I've always loved physical exercise and I've tried out loads of sports. But actually, it came as a bit of a shock just how mentally and physically tough judo is. It took me a while to get into it, but I was keen to learn.
I know you're a member of the Dartington Judo Club now. What's the club like?
Yes, I've been with them for 2 years. It's got about 400 members, and we recently became the club with the most black belts in our region. The black belt is the highest level of qualification in judo, which is why there's been quite a bit of media attention for the club. All sorts of things have happened as a result, like me, one of its youngest students, being invited onto this show today. We're hoping this might mean more money coming in to invest in improving the facilities and making the club as modern as possible. It's a really exciting time for us.
Some people say that judo is more than just a sport. It's a way of life. Has it changed your life at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost something between a sport and an art form. You develop so many different skills. It teaches you respect and discipline, things like that. I've always found it easy to concentrate on things, which really helps. And I've always tended to be quite confident anyway, very sure of my own abilities. But that used to make me rather impatient sometimes. Doing judo has really helped me with this.
Sounds good. I know you also take part in lots of competitions all over Britain. What's been your most important competition so far?
Yes, I do. And I suppose the most important one for me was the last one, actually, a big judo competition in Scotland a month ago. I think everybody worries before tournaments, no matter what their sport is, but knowing there'd be so many people there, it was at a huge venue, that made me feel under a lot of pressure to do well. I don't usually get like that. There was a great atmosphere, though, a really enthusiastic crowd. It made me perform far better than I'd expected, even though I didn't actually win anything. It was a fantastic experience.
So, Toby, what's your judo coach like?
Oh, he's a great guy. He really knows how to get the best out of us, even though he's new to coaching judo. Making us into judo champions is a serious business to him. And he's got a great sense of humour, always telling jokes and stories to keep us motivated. I know that some coaches are very strict and lose their tempers when things go wrong, but our coach is nothing like that.
So, Toby, where do you go to unwind?
Now listen again.
Today, I'm interviewing Toby Daniels, who's a judoka, a young student of judo, a sport that developed in Japan but is now popular everywhere. Although judo is a sport in which competitors fight each other and try to throw their opponent to the ground, the word judo actually means gentle way, and it is not usually thought of as a violent sport. Toby, how did you get into judo?
Well, a friend of my older brother's took me along to his judo club when I was about 13. He'd fallen in love with the sport himself and thought I might like it, as I told him I wanted to do a sport that was a bit different from football or other things that all my friends did. I wanted to challenge myself. I've always loved physical exercise and I've tried out loads of sports, but actually it came as a bit of a shock just how mentally and physically tough judo is. It took me a while to get into it, but I was keen to learn.
I know you're a member of the Dartington Judo Club now. What's the club like?
Yes, I've been with them for 2 years. It's got about 400 members, and we recently became the club with the most black belts in our region. The black belt is the highest level of qualification in judo, which is why there's been quite a bit of media attention for the club. All sorts of things have happened as a result, like me, one of its youngest students, being invited onto this show today. We're hoping this might mean more money coming in to invest in improving the facilities and making the club as modern as possible. It's a really exciting time for us.
Some people say that judo is more than just a sport. It's a way of life. Has it changed your life at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost something between a sport and an art form. You develop so many different skills. It teaches you respect and discipline, things like that. I've always found it easy to concentrate on things, which really helps. And I've always tended to be quite confident anyway, very sure of my own abilities. But that used to make me rather impatient sometimes. Doing judo has really helped me with this.
Sounds good. I know you also take part in lots of competitions all over Britain. What's been your most important competition so far?
Yes, I do. And I suppose the most important one for me was the last one, actually, a big judo competition in Scotland a month ago. I think everybody worries before tournaments, no matter what their sport is, but knowing there'd be so many people there, it was at a huge venue, that made me feel under a lot of pressure to do well. I don't usually get like that. There was a great atmosphere, though, a really enthusiastic crowd. It made me perform far better than I'd expected, even though I didn't actually win anything. It was a fantastic experience.
So, Toby, what's your judo coach like?
Oh, he's a great guy. He really knows how to get the best out of us, even though he's new to coaching judo. Making us into judo champions is a serious business to him. And he's got a great sense of humour, always telling jokes and stories to keep us motivated. I know that some coaches are very strict and lose their tempers when things go wrong, but our coach is nothing like that.
So, Toby, where do you go to unwind?
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.